I pray that the Lord be with us as we go through this study. The Lord wants you and I free from sin. So let's cover mastering sin as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. So when God first dealt with me regarding my sins, I did what many have done before. I confessed with my mouth, I believed in my heart, and I repented. See, the Lord is faithful. He washes away all our sins when we do this. And for us to establish and grow our faith, we have to get in all the sin that's in us removed from our lives. See, forgiveness of sin is a promise from God. But that's not all that the Word of God says about dealing with sin. See, the Holy Spirit taught me there are many scriptures dealing with sin besides the ones we quote so we feel good about ourselves. From the beginning, it was part of God's plan for us to learn to overcome sin and to master it. We cannot experience the fullness of God's plan while we continue carrying out sin. See, God teaches that if we do what is right, we will be accepted. But if we do what is wrong, then sin is crouching at our door. See, sin desires to destroy us, but we must master it, says the Lord. See, God teaches us that we must learn to fear. And that learning to fear God will prevent us from sinning. Who today is willing to fear God? We're so self-centered, we're so full of pride, and it keeps us from fearing God. So the Lord has to test and refine us to see if we accept His word and come into His protection and His covenant so He can help us and so we can understand His ways. Go with me to Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. See, God did not create us to be bound by sin. This was not God's plan for His people. See, God wants us free from sin. Exodus chapter 20, verses 20 says, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come close to you to test you so that the fear of God will be with you and keep you from sinning." See, the prophet Ezra knew the sin of his people were great and their sins were going to reach to heaven. He knew that continuing to commit sin against God would lead to death and destruction. And if you and I continue in sin, it will produce decavity and plagues and humiliation in our lives. See, Satan knows the impact of sin on our relationship with God. He whispers sinful things in our ears so sin is fresh in our mind, fresh in our thoughts every day. See, when sin is our master, there's no fear of God. We'll refuse to act wisely and do good. Sin will have us up at night hatching sinful actions and plotting evil schemes. See, if we don't learn to master sin, our iniquities will separate us from God. Our sins will make God hide His face from us. We will not be able to hear His voice. He won't hear our cries. When God sees that we're struggling to overcome sin, He will gladly help those who are trying to overcome and do right. If we continue in sin, who can save us? See, God teaches us about the troubles of sin. He said, when we fall down, we need to get back up and keep on trying. When we turn from God, we should have the sense to turn back and seek the Lord. See, if we make a decision to turn from God, He will send us to a place where we're suffering until we turn back to Him. See, if we acknowledge our sins and cry out to God for mercy, God will show us unfailing love. We'll feel God's compassion. He will blot out the stains of our sin. God will wash us clean from guilt and purify us. The Lord's arm is not too short to save. It's not too dull to hear if you and I cry out and repent of our sins. See, as we grow in the Lord, our faith will grow. As we start to master our sins, we become more and more like Christ Jesus. See, if we keep seeking God with all our heart, we will not stray from God. When we place God's word in our heart, we will have to repent from the sins over and over again. See, God's word will be in us, and we won't keep committing that same old sin as if we can't grow in God, as if our faith is not established in Jesus. The Lord, it will set us free. So we go to the Lord asking him to teach us his ways so we overcome our sins. See, God is just. He said, is it my justice or is it your justice? He says, is it my ways or your ways? He said, if a wicked person decides to stop sinning and turn to God, they will not be guilty of sin because they repented and God forgave them. But if a righteous person turns away from God and turns to sin, they will be guilty of sin because they refuse to repent. They refuse to turn back to God. So today, Satan is being acknowledged for his ability to wreck and destroy the lives of believers. We're praising Satan for his ability to cause us to sin. See, what is Satan's role in getting us to deny the power and authority of God that's in Christ Jesus? You know, depending on our relationship, Satan could destroy our knowledge of God's truth. See, the devil uses lies to convince us that we can continue to sin and still please God. This has been his practice from the beginning. Even in the Garden of Eden, he got Eve to believe the lie. When we begin to listen to lies from the devil, it'd be hard for us to hear the voice of Christ Jesus and receive God's truth. See, the devil prompts us to deny Christ. He used reason to get us to accept his word over God's word, or to accept his voice over Christ Jesus. See, the devil is able to invoke sin into our lives, creating footholds in our nature. He causes these footholds to cause us to sin, even when we're feeling good about our faith. I'm a witness to this. I've experienced feeling so close to God, feeling so like I was on the right path, and I got sidetracked. I listened to some things that I knew was wrong, but I let them come in my thoughts anyway, and they created sin in me. I had to repent of my sins. God says, you need to remain free. Your thoughts have to remain free so you don't sin against me. See, the only way we can get footholds removed is by accepting the truth about ourselves and the truth about God. Can I master sin? We're going to continue to believe the lies and not speak truth. We must break the footholds of falsehood, the footholds of lies, the footholds of selfishness, the footholds of greed that keeps us buried in sin. So acknowledge and come to an understanding of God. You and I can establish our faith correctly. God, see, if we acquire money through ill-gotten gains, or we become successful through dishonest practice, and we try to offer it to God, the Lord rejects us offer. See, God doesn't need our money. He definitely doesn't need money what we gain from somebody out here committing sin. See, God rejected the Israelites' offering because it was attained through prostitution. God rejects offerings that are obtained through sin. He does not accept these sins. You and I have to understand this. God is holy. And everything that comes into God must be sanctified and holy before God. So we must allow Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit to teach us how to stop sinning. I know it seems impossible to do. I thought it myself until God kept working with me, had to change my beliefs and understanding that you don't have to sin. Sin is not your master. It's not easy. God would not ask us to do something that he couldn't provide a way for us to do. That's not the kind of God we have. See, when God asks something of us, God provides a way. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 28. Cannot allow the devil to have footholds in us. We must get free so we can serve the Lord in truth and in spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 28 says, therefore each of you must put off falsehood, speaking and speak truth to his neighbor. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no more, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands that he may have something to share with those in need. So the devil wants to change a believer's belief. He wants us to have envy and selfish ambitions. See, the devil wants to use boasting and pride and arrogance and unspiritual things and self-seeking things to cause us to be bound by sin. When the devil gets a believer to act this way, there'll be disorder. There'll be sinful practices, and we won't know the truth. It'll sound good, but it won't be the truth, see? We won't be walking in the Spirit of the Lord. We won't be walking by the Word of God. See, we must have self-control to get through this. You and I want to overcome sin. We got to guard over ourselves, as the Word of God says. We got to get control of ourselves, as the Word of God says. The devil is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's not looking for those buried in sin. He's looking for those who call themselves a child of God. He wants to take us down. We must resist and stand firm in our faith. See, sometimes God allows the devil to test us so we can prove that we have a faith established in him and in his son Christ Jesus. We can't be afraid of what we go through when our faith is being tested. We must remain faithful, even to the point of death, Christ Jesus taught us. See, Christ says he will not fail us. He will not leave us. He promises us eternal life. We don't have to give over to sin and sinful desires. We can hold fast to the Word of God. We can hold fast to Christ Jesus. It all really depends on our background, see. Based on some of our life experiences, there could be footholds that seem impossible for us to get rid of. It's just, I don't know, Lord. I don't know how to stop cussing. Lord, help me. I believe in you, Lord, but I got such greed. I want money so bad, I'm willing to do anything for it. Lord, help my body. My body's in so much lust, God. I just got to cheat on somebody. I can't hold fast to the wife you gave me, to the husband you gave me, Lord. Foothold in our nature, Satan just has them. So you would think that being a Christian, the first thing that you and I stop doing and can repent of is cursing. But there's so many Christians who are not free of cursing. Christ came to set us free, and we must want to be free. So instead of focusing on praise and Satan, let us allow our spirit to be connected to Christ Jesus. Let us follow Christ, who shows us a pattern of mastering sin. See, Christ's role as God is to lead us through this dangerous world into the kingdom of the Father. Christ Jesus helps us master sin. He teaches God's commandments and ways to us. He sends the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to lead us, to teach us the way. See, he teaches us how to spread the good news about God's salvation. He guides us all the way to the end, helping us all along the way, judging our ways and correcting us and breaking us and reshaping us and then rewarding us with eternal life. All we need is to learn how to master sin that is just like Christ Jesus. See, he has the authority and the power to save those who come to him. He has the authority to grant us access to the Spirit of God so we learn to overcome. Go with me with Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 20. See, Christ is standing in the gap for us. He said, I'm holding it. The gap open for you so you can come through and see you. I paid the way for this. I paid the price for you not to walk in sin. But you got to want to be free. You got to be able to let go of the stuff that you bound to. Let go of the things of this world and walk in my light. Walk in the freedom that I'm offering you. Praying that we can take on his fullness. So we learn to master sin in Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 says, Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always, to the very end of this age. Christ said, I'm not going to leave you. You can continue to work and overcome and master sin. I will be right there with you. See, I can tell you, we can tell if we're starting to master sin or not. Based on our desires and the things we like to see. We've been raised to life in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation. See, only in Christ can we master sin. Any other way, we're fooling ourselves. See, Lord help me. In the beginning, I tried to master sin by being religious. Sticking to all the rules and all the laws and everything, you know, all the doctrine stuff. See, I thought I could master sin through a religious pattern. I failed all the time because I couldn't hold to the practice. But when the Lord showed me how to walk in him, when he showed me how to, you got to have a heart like Christ. So you got to live in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ that you and I can master sin. In Romans, it states that our bodies have been set free from the hold of sin. We cannot offer ourselves up as an instrument of unrighteousness anymore. We're in Christ Jesus. We've been raised in Christ, and we cannot allow our sin to be our master anymore. No longer can sin have a hold on us. No longer can Satan have a foothold pulling us down. Christ is our Lord. We've been bought with the precious, pure blood of Jesus. Our sinful nature has been crucified. With all this simple passion and desires. And now we must live by the Spirit so we can keep in step with God. We cannot be conceited or invoke sin in our lives anymore. We must be free. Christ said, I paid the price for you to be free. You got to live in me, live in my body. You can't reside in yourself. It's not a religious thing. It's a heart thing. It's a faith thing. Christ destroyed the power of sin and death so you and I can be free. Christ released the devil's footholds on us and set us free then. But we got to want to be free. You can't go back and start wanting things in this life. As Christ said, you can't turn around and take your hand off the plow. You will be destroyed. Christ has done his work. He's done his part. Now we have to do our part by committing ourselves and submitting ourselves and resisting the devil and live our lives in Christ Jesus. Sin cannot be our master. We cannot allow sin to guide us. We cannot allow sin to motivate us. We cannot allow sin to create passion and lust in us. So we got to get rid of sin, so we can have the joy and the happiness of God that's in Christ Jesus. We have a role to play in the salvation of our soul. In overcoming sin in our lives, see. We have to work to strengthen our faith and be truthful about ourselves and what's going on inside of us. Salvation is a gift for God. We have to keep the gift and work and make sure that it stay pure and holy, just as we received it. We must learn of the Lord. We must desire things of God through Christ Jesus. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. This world, oh Lord, this world is just increasing in sin every day. It's penetrating everything in our lives. There's nothing that we have where sin doesn't have its foothold in it. I'm talking about even in some churches, even in some pastors, even in some men, even in the congregation, even in the, sin is so rampant, it's so huge, but God says, I would increase my grace because sin has increased in the world. And it can cause us to defile ourselves, no matter what we call ourselves. So we have to work to stay right with God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 to 13 says, therefore, my dear friends, if you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. We have to want to master sin. Sin can no longer be our master. We fall in sin long enough, as the word of God says. He said, when you was young, you did whatever you wanted to do. You followed all. But now that God has stepped into your life, you got to let go of all that foolish stuff. Got to let go of sin. We can't let sin master us and guide us anymore. So we have to seek God with all our heart, with all our soul, so we can find him. We got to learn the voice of Christ Jesus and follow him and walk in the light of Christ and not in darkness. We must accept God who sends Christ and accept him as we're accepting the Father. We must live by the Spirit, not gratifying the sinful desires found in our sinful nature. We must overcome things. We must walk by faith and not by sight. We have to wash our hands and purify our hearts and stop sinning and be humble. Be content with what God is doing in your life. We have to know and obey God's word. So we become complete in Christ Jesus. So we have the fullness of Christ. So we can overcome all things. Because in Christ Jesus, there is no sin. See, we have to walk in love and obedience of God. We must overcome and do God's will all the way to the end so we are saved. We must do our part in the salvation of our soul. God has given us grace so we have time to overcome, time to master our sin. We can't keep sinning. We must overcome so we can make it through and enter into God's kingdom. When Christ Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins to the cross with him. He canceled the record of charges against us and nailed them to the cross. He overcame death for us. He reconciled all men and women to himself. This is the gift of salvation. We must believe. Our faith has to get stronger. It has to be established. So we trust more in Christ Jesus. Trust more in God the Father. So Christ has nailed it to the cross. He nailed anger to the cross. Come on, Jesus. See, Christ, you want to be free. You got to be free of sin. See, he nailed rage and murder and hate to the cross. You don't have to carry out these sins anymore. Christ has nailed adultery and lust and prostitution and homosexuality and sexual immorality to the cross. You can be free of all these things. These things are sin before God. See, Christ has nailed sin and wickedness and lying and deceitfulness to the cross. You and I don't have to carry out these behaviors anymore. They're sinful to God. We have to accept Christ Jesus. Our sins were wiped away when we came to the cross. It's been nailed to the cross. We must want to be free. We have to desire to be free from sin. God has made a way through his son, Christ Jesus, for you and I to be free. We have to master sin. We have to work on our salvation. We have to take our troubles to the Lord in prayer. He is faithful. He will forgive us if we repent and stop sinning. All we need is in Christ Jesus. Everything we need is to overcome and break the chains of sin is in Christ Jesus. Nothing is new is needed. See, Christ has done everything. He's gone to the grave and freed us from the fear of sin and death so you and I can be free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for sending your son. Praise God. He made a way through Christ for all of us to be reconciled to God. A way has been made for us to be free. We got to want to be free. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus took upon himself the sins of this world. Every one of our sins has been nailed and we can take it to the cross and nail it to the cross. Every sin we've been done. There's no sin besides us blaspheming the Holy Spirit that cannot be set free of. You might have murdered somebody, but you can be set free from that. Though you hurt somebody's life. See, you committed adultery. You've done things in your life. But God is here through his son, Christ Jesus, to set you free. To allow you to master that sin so you commit it no more. Repent of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Without you, Lord, we stand condemned. We do not accept Christ and walk in the ways of God, we will remain condemned. See, sin wants us defeated. Satan uses sin to destroy even the best of us. We must overcome sin. As the Apostle Paul testifies, sin and evil is right with me. It's right beside me, though he desired to do good. We have the same problem. Sin wants to take us down. Satan wants to use sin to take down the faithful ones of God, but we must master sin. We must overcome sin. We cannot allow Satan to have footholds. We must resist every sin that he tries to present us. We can't fall for the sin. God the Father, through Christ Jesus, has made a way for you and I. Christ has made a way for us to be set free. But we have to want to be free. We have to want to live free. It's hard letting go of sin. So much sin brings us pleasure. So much sin we think gives us rewards in this life. See, we gotta want to be free. It's all we know. Some of us, all we know is sin. Who would I be without sin? Well, I don't understand what kind of person I would be. That's right, you're a new creation. See, without the sin in your life, you ain't the person you used to be. Don't hold on to your own self. Let sin go. Master sin. Overcome sin and be the new creation in Christ Jesus that God has called you to be. That Christ Jesus has paid the price for you to be. He said, take on my yoke. It's easy and light. I didn't understand this until you start letting sin go. See, because there's a gap. Lord, help us today. See, when we turn ourselves over to God and through Christ Jesus and we have sin in our lives, there's this gap. So when we start trying to walk like God, that sin creates problems. It seems heavy. It's a burden in our lives. It's a struggle. Sometimes we snap back to the sin because it's easier.
But see, if you allow Christ Jesus through the grace of God to continue to pull you apart from that sin, I'm telling you, I am a living testimony. One day that sin won't know nothing about you. One day it'll be easy in to let go of that. See, one day you won't even desire to sin like that anymore. I'm telling you, this is what Christ has offered us. I'm telling you, you can master sin. I'm telling you, it's the way to holiness. We got to work on establishing our faith and growing God so we're separated from sin. Master the sin that got you bound. God is faithful. He will do it. He provided a way for you and I. We could be set free from the sins that binds us and live in the light of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you provide for us. May we take hold of it, God. When we put it in our hearts and our spirit and our body and grow and establish ourselves in your word and your truth so we can be free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.